News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The UK Parliament has launched an inquiry into reality TV after a guest on the Jeremy Kyle show overdosed just days after appearing on that show. It has since been cancelled, Jeremy Kyle that is, by the broadcaster ITV. But some questions being asked now about other similar reality shows. To discuss, we are joined on the line by Pat Stacey, who is the TV critic with The Herald. Pat, first of all, before we look at the broader issue, in terms of Jeremy Kyle, what's your reaction to that cancellation?
I think it's great. I think it's long overdue because it's the kind of television that you don't generally find these days. In fact, I read this morning that several people at the top of ITV were of the opinion that perhaps it was time to cancel it anyway, and it felt like that for a long time. It's just unfortunate that it's taken the death of a man for it to happen.
Why do you think it's so popular if it's so vile?
Vile, Jeremy, vile indeed, yeah. The thing about it is, the irony is, it's actually not that popular. I mean, if you look at something like Love Island, which has been mentioned in the same context, wrongly, I think, it gets about, whatever, 8-9 million viewers. Kyle goes out at 9:25 in the morning time. There's about 1 million people. Now, that's a pretty small audience. So it's actually, this idea that it's hugely popular, it's a bit of a myth, to be honest.
So you mentioned Love Island there, and you're right. Look, people have been suggesting, in the wake of Jeremy Kyle, that, you know, we should be looking at all these other reality TV shows, that they're all exploitative. You said there, Love Island, it's wrong to put it in the same context.
Well, I think it is now. I mean, it's not the kind of television I watch. I think it's awful television. But something like Love Island, it's a different type of reality show. I mean, the people, for better or for worse, who go into this, they're looking for fame. They're looking for a bit of celebrity and so on and so forth. The people on Kyle, they are recruited. Basically, they send people out to cold call in certain areas, not nice middle-class areas, but working-class housing estates, maybe with high crime rates. I mean, this stuff has been established. Mm. The Love Island people are going in there for a reason. They know what they're getting into to a certain extent. The people on Jeremy Kyle, they're just brought in. They really don't know what they're getting into. They're told, oh, this will help. We'll give you support. You're going to get, apparently, I've read this, confirmed by somebody who worked on one of these shows. They're told, you'll be put up in a nice hotel, you get plenty of nice food, we give you lots of cigarettes and so on. And then they corral them into a room with a researcher who basically is there to pump them up, if you like, to get them in a confrontational mood. They're even coached in how to behave. Now, these people, many of them might have, they're vulnerable, they might have drug issues, alcohol issues, obviously personal problems, problems in their personal lives, or they wouldn't be there in the first place.
Is that the
so
key?
So they're very, very vulnerable.
With Love Island, you're exploiting someone's desire for fame, but with, say, Jeremy Kyle or something like that, you're exploiting vulnerability, and that's what
you're
we shouldn't be doing.
Exploiting vulnerability, yeah. Lightly educated people in difficult circumstances who go in there in good faith. Maybe not all of them. Maybe some of them think it's going to be their ticket to fame, but
when I hear people talk about exploiting vulnerability, do you know the show that pops into my head is
what?
Operation Transformation. Because those people, they don't, food and exercise is not their issue. They're symptoms of their issue. Their issue is their psychological vulnerability. They have problems.
Exactly. We've seen that on that program before. Haven't we? Wasn't there a celebrated incident where one of the people, one of the women broke down?
Yeah.
And everybody felt dreadfully embarrassed about it. But, you know, it is. I just don't like this kind of stuff. That's a purely personal opinion. I mean, I'm a TV critic, but my opinion is worth no more or no less than anybody else's.
So
it's still exploitation of a form, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to then, is it? Like, as in, look, all reality, I suppose Great British Bake Off is exploiting people's baking skills, like exploiting people for television. There's nothing new in, but it's exploiting vulnerability is what we should avoid.
You're exploiting vulnerability, and these people, I mean, it's point and laugh television, let's be honest. You're encouraged to look, oh, aren't these horrible people in their tracksuits with their accents and everything else, aren't they dreadful? Thank God they're not like us. Well, you know, they are us. They're not the other. They're people with lives the same as the rest of us. I just think it's appalling stuff. It's a human zoo. I mean, we had these things many, many decades ago that were called freak shows.
All right. So this is the modern freak show.
I think it's pretty much the modern freak show, yeah. But the thing about it is, it's a television that, thankfully, there's not too much of it anymore. There's a lot of it in America still, but Kyle was the last one standing.
All right, look, we'll leave it there. Pat Stacey, TV critic with The Herald. Thanks for speaking to us.